I was writing songs, but not, I didn't want to do them at church, which is bizarre, I'm sure, for a lot of you. But I had this hurdle in me of like not wanting to perform. And so the idea of doing my own song was really hard. But I'd written it and rehearsed it with the band because I thought it'd be cool to do that. And the band guys were really encouraging. So we did it at church. And yeah, and then I think I came out here and did it once, and Chris heard it. This was Your Love Is Everything. And then Chris Kilala recorded it, and which was awesome. And somewhere in there, I started writing more. I was getting more comfortable with that. And yeah. Oh, I know a good story about songwriting. So I'm sitting in my, I was telling these guys last night, I was sitting in my office at church, and it was goofy. I had like rhyming dictionaries and like notebooks and my computer and pens of all different sizes. And like, I was ready to write. I was holding my guitar and I was like, you know, Lord, I receive the songs of heaven. And I kept saying this same thing, like, you know, give me the songs of heaven. I want the songs of heaven. And I felt God show up in the room. And it's not like I felt God show up, but this was like showed up. And the feeling I had was akin to fear. Like I was like, oh my gosh, woe is me of unclean lips type thing. And so I was there, I was shaking, and I could feel tears, you know. It was a really intimate moment, and I felt like God was about to talk to me. And goofy me, I'm thinking, this is it. This is the song of heaven. This is what it feels like when an angel gives you a song. And I was there, like I was ready. Oh my gosh.